When people talk about sleep, they often focus on one number. How many hours did you get? Sleep duration matters, but it is not the only part of healthy sleep. A fuller picture includes at least four dimensions: duration, timing, quality, regularity. Sleep duration means how much sleep you actually receive. Healthy adults are generally encouraged to receive at least 7 hours of sleep regularly. That is a broad health recommendation, not a command that every person must sleep exactly 8 hours. Some adults function well with an amount that differs somewhat from another person. Illness, pregnancy, recovery from sleep loss, physical exertion, age, and other circumstances may influence sleep need. Sleep timing means when sleep occurs. A person may receive enough hours, but at a time that conflicts with work, family obligations, daylight, or the person's internal body clock. Some people naturally tend toward earlier sleep and waking. Others tend toward later sleep and waking. This pattern is sometimes called chronotype. Chronotype is real, but it is not absolute destiny. Light, age, employment, parenting, culture, health, and behavior also influence timing. Sleep quality refers to how restorative and reasonably continuous the sleep feels and functions. A person may remain in bed for 8 hours but awaken repeatedly because of pain, noise, caregiving, breathing disruption, hot flashes, or another concern. Another person may sleep fewer hours on one unusual night but still function reasonably well the next day. Sleep regularity refers to the consistency of sleep and waking patterns across days. Regularity can help the body anticipate waking and sleeping. However, this should not become rigid perfectionism. Parents, caregivers, shift workers, emergency personnel, people living with illness, and many others may be unable to keep an identical schedule. Healthy sleep is not a contest to produce perfect numbers. It is also important to distinguish three terms. Sleep need is the amount of sleep your organic body requires. Sleep opportunity is the time and conditions you make available for sleep. Sleep outcome is what actually happens. You can influence sleep opportunity. You cannot completely guarantee sleep outcome. A sleep tracker may estimate your hours or stages, but a consumer device does not know your whole life. It cannot measure your spiritual peace, understand your caregiving responsibility, diagnose a sleep disorder, or decide whether you have failed. A tracker can sometimes help you notice broad patterns. It should not become your nightly judge. The same is true of the clock. A clock can tell you the time. It cannot tell you your worth. A difficult night does not define your health, future, competence, or relationship with God. Instead of asking only, how many hours did I get? You can ask, did I give my body a reasonable opportunity to sleep? Is my timing reasonably aligned with my life and body? Is my sleep regularly interrupted? How do I function during the day? Is there a pattern that deserves attention? Do I need qualified help? God's wisdom does not lead us toward careless living, but neither does it lead us into obsessive measurement. Psalm 90:12 says, "So teach us to count our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Wisdom counts without worshiping the number. Your sleep duration matters. Your timing matters. Your quality and regularity matter, but none of these measurements is your identity.